Yo, Randy, I knew you had a project to do, but a jackhammer? What on earth do you need that for?
Well, I'm finally starting that Mount Rushmore of comedy on that big rock in the park we always talk about. And you can guess the first comedian I have to carve.
Don't you love when you ask your kids something and they start lying? You know, when they're real little, you know they're lying. You know, say, who broke that? Huh?
Yep, hard to argue with Richard Pryor, a man whose influence on stand-up comedy is monumental indeed.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and today's Laugh Track's legend of comedy is Richard Franklin Lennox Thomas Pryor. Born in Peoria, Illinois in 1940, Pryor had a rough childhood. While he mined that pain for comedy later in life, as a young man, Pryor tried to escape into the army, but trouble soon followed, and it wasn't until he moved to New York in 1963 that he found his path.
We had dudes would argue, right? Wait a minute, no, wait a minute, get up. No, man, you're always coming over to the court, you know what I mean? Starting the same old stuff. Now, I'm tired of you. I'll point there, you dig it there, I'll point. Don't tell me what to do. No, you bad, man. You think you bad, you're always doing something bad. Push me, you bad. Come on, push. Now, push me again.
Now, Pryor was frustrated, and during a 1967 gig at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas, he had an epiphany on stage, asking the crowd, what the F am I doing here, and walking off. He moved to Berkeley and immersed himself in the counterculture, and soon a new Richard Pryor emerged, sharp-edged, politically aware, and gleefully profane.
They be starving in India and won't eat them cows.
This is a religion.
If I lived in India, Jack, I'd wait till about 3 a.m. when there wasn't nobody around, Jack, and get me a 2x4. I'd be out there in the street, I'm like,
Besides his stand-up career, Pryor kept busy as a screenwriter and film actor. He co-wrote the classic Blazing Saddles with Mel Brooks, starred in movies such as Silver Streak, Uptown Saturday Night, and Car Wash, and won 5 Grammy Awards for a string of brilliant albums.
Despite his fame and fortune, Pryor struggled mightily with drugs, eventually lighting himself on fire during an infamous freebasing incident. He barely survived, but survive he did. And not surprisingly, he used the incident for a classic comedy bit.
Oh, I saw some of the jokes y'all was doing since you love me so much. Remember, this take the match in you. Remember, what's that? Richard Pryor running down the street.
Health problems sidelined Pryor for much of his later life, but his amazing body of work was recognized in 1999 with the first ever Mark Twain Award for American Humor. And in 2017, Rolling Stone named him the greatest stand-up comic of all time.
You can find out more about Richard Pryor and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening. And until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.